You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Yeah, I got to meet Twyla and had her on my show years ago when she was coming to town to do a concert here. She probably does one of my favorite songs of all time, Lamb of God. You ever listen to that?
Yes.
Oh, please. Oh, you have? Yeah, Lamb of God. And it's like an Easter song, you know, to become the Lamb of God. Do you remember the words? It's really fabulous. But that's okay. I won't put you on the spot here. Maybe somebody could Google that, and then we could recite them. Lamb of God by Twyla. Would somebody look that up on their iPhone or something? So, what interests me with you, and you are PJ.
Yes.
So, PJ, you said that you had a problem with asthma, and it was very severe. You
yes.
almost lost your life.
Yes.
Oftentimes, I find Dr. Graham, who I did get to interview, he didn't say it during my interview. I wish I'd broached the subject. I didn't have that much time with him. But anyone who's called gets their death blow. And it's very frequent that someone who is a child and is sickly and almost dies or touches that edge comes back or survives and has a gift. This is my own theory, is that God says a broken and contrite heart he will not despise, a bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering candle he will not snuff out. You know, in our arrogance, someone like me, let's say boastful or self-centered, and then you come broken in the future, he doesn't go, well, Red, I remember when you were arrogant, I'm not answering your prayers. No, he forgets those things and accepts you. But I think I know Hemingway said, the reason we all get broken is so the light can shine through.
Yes.
So, do you relate to that in any way, or
absolutely?
Do you want to maybe reflect on what I said?
You know, there's this Japanese art of pottery that when pottery is broken, then they glue it back with liquid gold, and it makes it more beautiful than prior.
Well, I never heard that before.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, Kengeti, or I forget how to pronounce it.
And then what I often think about when I talk to God and before I begin any worship session, I say, Lord, don't let me get in the way, please. Holy Spirit, let this just be you. Let me be like glass, because we don't want to see the glass. If you see the glass and that means it's dirty and smudged, you want to see the light that's shining through it.
Mm.
And maybe I'm stained glass. Maybe people will see God through the color of me. And what an honor it is. But in the end, just let your light go through me and don't let me get in the way, God.
Well, you know, put into a position of authority, too. I met a famous politician. I didn't really want to meet him, but it was up in Vermont, and I think he's the former governor. But he'd be the governor now. But anyway, Bernie. And at the end of a parade, which he was in, I was right there, feet from him, and some young man came running over to him, wanted to shake his hand. Well, Bernie put out his hand and shook it, but as soon as they connected, Bernie was looking over his shoulder. Well, who else is here? Who else is here? He paid no attention to the young man.
Oh.
And I immediately have disqualified him for office in my heart, because I believe if you can't care for one, don't tell me you can care for 1 million.
Mm.
And we can never forget, every individual wears the face of God. Remember, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and render unto God the things that are God. What did he mean by that? He meant that the coin may have Caesar's appearance, but you have God's appearance.
We've seen that over and over. Some of the kids that are very poor, some of them street kids, some of them orphans, some of them not. Some just from really, really poor families.
Yeah.
And one of them graduated because she got a free education, right, at our school.
Mm-hmm.
She's now an engineer designing one of our buildings on our campus.
Come full circle, right?
Amen.
Well, it's like the caterpillar. You know, there's 18,000 varieties of butterflies, not including moths. 18,000 varieties that we know of. Well, the caterpillar starts to eat voraciously the leaves of a tree, and everybody gets worrisome about, oh, no, they're going to kill that tree, kill the caterpillars. Let God do his thing, because then the caterpillar then goes into the metamorphosis, and right, and morphs into a butterfly. Well, the butterfly, which comes from the creature that once ate the leaves now uses its legs to spread the pollen, which makes for more of those trees. It's an absolute perfect cycle, you know? And the same with us. So here you've got this person who you've helped, you know, and you helped, you know, and now she comes back and she's an engineer.
She's designing our new building. She's actually also doing the permits for the wall that we're building around our orphanage.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So the fruition, how many years have you been doing this? Did you say?
26.
26 years. 26 years. That's a long time, because if you take in an 8-year-old child in 10 short years, you've got an 18-year-old young adult.
We have children of children that were in our orphanage.
Is that
not
amazing?
Orphanage, in the school that we started.
Wow. Now, are you in the mountains or in the region? Or are you in a poor section of town? Or to give me a vision of what it's like. I've never been to the Philippines.
Well, we're in a poor section of town, but I really always felt a calling to go up to the mountains itself. And that's where LV was born. And so I said, why don't we just pray, and God will speak through my wallet, and he did. A church that knows us very well had a legacy given to it, and they said, start that campus in the jungle, and they gave us $56,000 to start it. So we bought a property up there. Now we have just this January and February of this year built a wall around it, 1/4 mile long, 8 feet high, and then it's kind of hard to build in the jungle because there's all kinds of critters that want to crawl through your hair and stuff. But nonetheless.
So, in case somebody happens to be listening right now and God wants to prick their heart and say, hey, they've got an unction to give, what is the name of the ministry?
Barner Christian Academy.
Spelled Barner, B-A-R-N-E-R?
Exactly.
Very simple. Okay, Barner Christian Ministry.
And you can find it at www.barner.org.
Barner.org. Okay, that's easy for today. That's good.
And just recently, we hadn't ever had the ability for people to give through their credit cards. But now at the website, as soon as you open up Barner.org, there's a QR code there.
Well, you know, it's very important, too, and if they can put their information in there to keep it, I'll tell you why. Facebook now has a thing. I don't like dealing with all this stuff. I'm an older guy. One time I gave my credit card to Facebook. Now, if somebody wants money for St. Jude's Hospital, all I do is go, yes, $50, done. You've just donated. Boom. Now I'm on to my next thing. I don't want to stay long. I don't want to involve. And if all of a sudden they say, oh, you got to come up with your password for Google. No, forget it. And I just say, well, tough luck. Make it easy. It's got to be user-friendly. So that might be an idea, too. I'm just speaking from the hip.
Well,
here.
Some of the people that when we speak at a church, we spoke at a church out west.
Yeah.
And a lady came up to me and said, she said, I don't have a bank account, but I do have a credit card. Can I sponsor a kid at $30 a month with my credit card?
Yes.
And at that time, we couldn't because we didn't have the ability, but now we do. So now we're already in the 21st century.
Right. Well, there's lots of young people that can help you now, too, because I know that stuff, you know.
Kids really help
us. Yeah, yeah. Now, how did you two hook up? You're not married yet, and your name is?
I'm Brianna Cutting.
Rihanna.
Brianna.
Oh, Brianna. Okay,
yes.
Hi, Brianna.
We met at the Bible camp that he was commissioned at.
Where?
In Rome, New York.
Oh,
Delta
Rome,
Lake.
New York. So you're a New Yorker, too.
Right. My dad's a pastor at an Alliance Church in Green, New York.
Oh.
And
in where, New York?
In Green, New York.
Green, New York.
Green spelled with three E's. And
G-R-E-E-N-E.
Right. And I ended up working at Delta Lake Bible Conference Center in 2019, and Abby was working there as well. And
you two became friends?
Right.
And she said, I got a brother you might like.
they came to a family camp, and I met him. And I joined their ministry last year, traveling with them to different churches and speaking and raising funds. And
she does signing.
Right.
Oh, you do signing. How beautiful.
I have taught myself ASL, so it's not perfect, but I hope someday.
We don't want perfect in God's church. We like singers that sing off key, too, my father and I.
And so we met, and I joined them in their ministry, and then just this April, we started dating. So.
Easter Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Became official dating. Yeah, you're at that place, too, because you've got to feel it out to see if the Holy Spirit's in that or not, because that'll make all the difference in the world. I started traveling, and then I sang at a church. Well, I was stupid. I had a relationship, and I left on Valentine's Day. No, 2 days before Valentine's Day. Men don't get it that that's an important day, just like we don't care about birthdays when we're younger. But anyway, so we have to learn these things. But anyway, so I go down to a church, and I sing, and I get one of the best offerings of my life, and also a doctor there says, I'm going to pay for your way to go to Zimbabwe, Africa. So I call her up on the phone. She says, oh, no, you're always going to be traveling. I want to have be married and kids. I said, we'll travel together. Oh, no, you're always going to be going. And that, the relationship fell apart. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be, I mean, Billy Graham, I always try to figure out where he got the humility from. By the way, I prayed to the Lord when I'd started this radio show, when he gave me this radio show. And I said, if you don't give me Billy Graham, then I'm not going to believe you ever were in this. And I got to meet Billy Graham.
Gideon, right?
But, you know, what were we just talking about? Because I wanted to connect Billy Graham with that. Oh, saying, I always wonder where he got his humility. Because he had more humility at 21 than I do at 68. And I don't understand where somebody gets that humility, that he exuded kindness. He was in the moment. It was all about me. It was all about the people he was helping. I've never seen such a selfless individual in all my days. I mean, the most godly man I ever met.
Somebody had told me it's humility isn't as much thinking less of ourselves, but thinking about ourselves less.
Less often, yes. Yeah. And, by the way, I broached the subject of humility with Dr. Graham. I brought up humility, so he leans in and he says, well, Rhett, he says, if we're talking about it, we haven't got it. So I ceased and went on to another subject immediately.
Like when Moses said that Moses was the most humble man on the face of the earth.
No, he didn't say that.
He
no.
wrote the book of Exodus.
The Bible says, let not praise come forth from thine own lips. Let another praise thee, right?
Okay.
Anyway, so.
What a convicting thing to have Billy Graham just in your room. I cannot imagine that.
Well, here's what happened, is I got favor with his publicity agent, and he said, well, I'm tall like a Philistine. I'm like almost 8 foot tall, and you'll see me in the crowd. It was at Jeb Bush's inauguration. So we teamed up and came back, and we were, Dr. Graham came to the back of this major hotel. And, you know, because he's so famous, you don't go in the front door, you know. So he's back down where all the maids are.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
No, Lord, he said, you got the wrong guy. Simple conversation gets me tongue-tied, and you're telling me to speak with a maniac king. Or could it be I've lost my mind? And besides, I am weak. Don't you want someone strong to lead them out of Egypt when they've been there so long? And anyway, they won't believe you ever spoke to me. It's not your problem, God replied.